Welcome to the services of the Lord's house for this, the second Sunday in Lent. We begin our worship with the singing of our opening hymn, "The Law of God is Good and Wise."
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, March 16th production of this broadcast. Bill and Diane Breen and Brian Featon. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 579, "The Law of God is Good and Wise," number 579 in the Lutheran Service Book. Bill Schaub is sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in loving memory of Lori Schaub's birthday. Reverend Charles and Nancy Olander are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for Pastor Mark Thompson.
Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue with our responsive psalm. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, who will show us some good? Light up the light of your face upon us, O Lord.
You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound.
In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 26th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. When Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant'?" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death, because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." And Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, and all the words that you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord will relent of this disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Catechetical review. in regards to the sacrament of the altar, where is this written?
The holy evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul write, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'"
The epistle reading is from Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you, even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory, and they glory in their shame with minds on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and I long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of the true and living God, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 727, On Eagle's Wings, hymn number 727 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Sermon text from today's gospel reading. That very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nonetheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text for today, we have a very clear statement of Jesus that he and the Father are in complete control of what is going to happen when it comes to Jesus' death. Jesus was born to die. He was born to pay for the sins of the entire world. He was born to redeem us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, just as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." And Jesus will hang on the tree of the cross, planted on a hill called Golgotha, just outside of Jerusalem. Some Pharisees, who were, as you remember, were a group advocating for the separation of the Jewish race, you know, keep them separated from the Jewish race, from everybody else, and following the law of Moses to the exact letter, basically came to Jesus and said something to the effect of, just move it on down the road. Just, you know, get out of here. Herod wants to kill you. Well, the thing was, the leaders of the Pharisees wanted Jesus dead also. And in this case, it seems that they wanted to be rid of Jesus. They want to scare him off, possibly reminding him very subtly that, hey, Herod killed John the Baptist, and you could be next in line. So why don't you just get out of this area and go take care of yourself in that way. You could be next. Jesus wants them to know that it's not Herod who's in control of the situation, but it is Jesus himself who's in control of the situation. Jesus knows the Father's plans, and it doesn't really matter to him what that sly politician Herod wants. The Father will accomplish his own purposes. Jesus will march into Jerusalem, right into the jaws, not of the old fox, but into the jaws of Jewish and Roman power. Jesus' response, go tell that fox, basically saying, listen up. Go tell that fox, listen up, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to continue casting out demons. I'm going to continue curing people. I'm going to continue doing this until I finish my course. Jesus' time had not yet come. And besides that, the prophets had basically declared that the prophets had a tendency to die in Jerusalem, and that's where he was headed to die. Jesus is in control, and it is he who is setting the timing of the way things are going to be. The timing for the sacrifice of the unblemished lamb given up for the guilt of the world. And what is this hour that is to come? It is the hour when Jesus will hang on the cross and cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And cry out, it is finished. And what is finished? The payment for the sins of the entire world will be finished. The hour of the consummation of his work on our behalf would be achieved when on the cross Jesus gives up his life for each and every single one of us, for all of our sins, for all of our rebellion against God. All had been proclaimed by the prophets of the Old Testament. Isaiah had spoken a great deal about Jesus and about the rejection that the Messiah would face. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. The Psalms speak of him also. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you let your Holy One see corruption, so writes the psalmist. Jesus will go to Jerusalem to give up his life in sacrifice for each and every single one of us. And Jesus laments over the city. He expresses his desire to save the city and its inhabitants. And he uses the very poignant example of a mother hen protecting her chicks from danger. Yet like a wayward chick, their hearts are full of foolishness. Jesus had also referred to his people as a sheep and how he longed to be their shepherd, leading them to green pastures. But they had rejected him who is the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel, the Messiah. And shortly, in a very short amount of time, Jesus will be in Jerusalem on a Sunday. And they will welcome him with palms in their hands, crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And wouldn't be long before after that, the men of the Sanhedrin would have the people whipped up into a murderous frenzy and be yelling and crying out by Friday, "Crucify him, crucify him." The shepherd would become the sacrificial lamb, the guilt offering for the sin of the world, from Adam to the last person who will exist at the return of Jesus in glory. All sinners, all people who believe in Jesus, are redeemed by his blood, the blood and death of the God's sacrificial lamb. This was as God the Father had chosen for the plan of salvation. As Peter preached later at his sermon on Pentecost, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. The Jewish leaders would be the catalyst. The Roman leaders would be the instrument of fulfilling that which was foretold in the Psalms and the prophets. The Messiah would give up his life on the cross for the sins of the entire world. You see, this didn't happen at random. And it wasn't people who were in charge of it. It was the Lord God, our Father in heaven, who was in charge of this. He was in control of the events the whole time. As Jesus willingly suffered the scourging, he willingly suffered the mocking, he willingly suffered the nails for each and every single one of us. Our God did not forget the world then. He has not forgotten the world now. He has overseen all things, all occurrences, all the happenings of the world to his glory, as people around the globe are called by the Christian message to follow Jesus unto eternal life. Herod the fox, the eagle of Rome, the Lamb of God, all guided by the will of our Almighty Creator to bring life and immortality upon the people of earth. As we will see in these coming weeks, Jesus is setting his face towards Jerusalem. He is going to Jerusalem, and we're going to go with him to hear the voice of the Father coming from the glorious cloud on the mountain. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." We will follow Jesus. We will listen to Jesus. We will pay attention to what he has to say to us. And as we consider and as we listen, let us pay attention to the one who loved us more than any one of us could ever imagine. For it is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, shall we be with our Savior for all eternity. And as we travel this Lenten season, as we travel and walk with Jesus, let us each remember Jesus' words, as he has said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." For it is the Christ, our Savior, our Lord, who has willingly laid down his life for us and in our place, and who has won and earned eternal life for each and every one of us. May we turn to that God in grace and peace and listen to the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, for all good things. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for our singing of the offertory. Thank you. please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us now all rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, help us to rest secure in the confidence that as you set all things in order, we can be confident of your providence on our behalf. As you set the days and the times and the places of Jesus' mission, grant that we too be confident in the reasons that you have placed us where we are, so that you have done this according to your will, and that we might serve our neighbor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Almighty God, giver of life, accept the thanksgivings of Nate and Krista Miller as they rejoice in the birth of a granddaughter, Posey, to Patrick and to his wife, Morgan. We thank you for health and well-being of mother and daughter, and we ask that Posey and family would rest safely in the holy ark of the church and be brought to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious God, even as some rejoice, some mourn, hear us as we pray for the family of Sarah Walton. As Sarah suffered an unexpected medical emergency this week and was summoned from this life, we ask you to please comfort Sarah's family and especially her friends, such as Olivia, as they grieve and as they mourn, and in your way, bring Christ to them. Also, O Lord, we pray for Robert Cooper's sister, Linda, as she suffers from inoperable cancer. We ask you to be with Linda and her entire family. Strengthen them through faith in her baptism, and give unto them a sure and certain confidence of the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
As we, O God, live in a turbulent world, hear us as we pray for our governmental leaders. Give those appointed over us calm spirits and steady minds, that they not be overly swayed by emotion or bluster. Lord, keep our leaders from foolish decisions, but let them consider wise courses of action so that all may be done in good order and for the welfare of our nation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Lord Jesus Christ, as we prepare to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, may we approach the table repentant of our sins and eagerly seeking forgiveness, and receive your body and blood in a right faith, and find here in this sacrament life and salvation. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior.
Amen.
Let us continue now with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is hymn number 728, How Firm a Foundation. Hymn number 728 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Please be seated. Please check your Zion's Light in the back of your bulletin for school announcements. McTeacher Night is coming up, I believe, Dr. Perry, is that correct? Tuesday evening? Right, so swing by there and grab a sandwich or some fries and whatnot, and school gets a part of the profits for that four-hour window there. Also, the Lenten meal this Wednesday, we have Lenten services Wednesday at 6:30. Lenten meal is sponsored by the elders, and it's sub sandwiches, spaghetti, chips, dessert, and a beverage. So I'm always nervous when they say beverage. Like, you know, the elders are bringing their beers here. I don't know, but it is a beverage. Juice and water and coffee and tea. Mealtime is from 5 to 6:15 on Wednesday. For those youth group members who've turned in their permission slips to go to Upper Limits this afternoon, you're meeting in the back parking lot at 1:15, going to Bloomington to Upper Limits, and then coming back between 4:45 and 5 p.m. Also, Mrs. Lockenauer wanted me to announce that Monday, March 17th at 12 noon, right? Monday, March 17th at 12 noon, there will be a gunfight. No, the order for the Easter lilies will be placed. So that will be it for Easter lilies to be ordered. March 17th at 12 noon. There will be no more orders for Easter lilies after Monday, March 17th at noon. And there's an order blank in the bulletin for you if you want to cut one of those off and fill it out and set it in the glass window at the church office. Megan.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you please?
As many of you guys remember, as last year, we had a church cleaning day to get the church and the Ed building all ready for the Easter services and confirmation. We are doing that again this year, and it will be in two Saturdays on March 29th, starting at 9 a.m. If you have questions, feel free to contact me. It's with the property maintenance and the youth group. This is the only cleaning day for the church this year. It's going to be mostly indoor with a few outdoor jobs if the weather permits. Please come, and lunch is provided.
Thank you, Megan. And may the Lord bless all of you. May He bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.